Neighbors. We all have them. But how can we communicate the gospel to them? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and today on Making Your Life Count, Larry DeWitt says that should come naturally.
I think it's very easy to get hung up on, do I know the right theology? Do I know the right moment? Am I going to offend my brother or my neighbor? And I think if we can just relax about that and say, birth happens naturally when the time comes. The labor pains are there. And you may sense labor pains in somebody, that there's something that opens the door.
And Larry doesn't just talk about outreach, he actually does it.
I have a neighbor who I've been praying for and talked to me a little bit. Made a friendship with him at the mailbox, made it a point to talk to him. One day I saw him in the restaurant and I went over to talk to him just briefly. I was with someone else. And he said, I'm going in the hospital for surgery tomorrow again. I said, well, how are you feeling about it? He said, I'm feeling scared. I said, well, would this be a good time maybe to just trust God about tomorrow? Could I just pray with you, trust God about tomorrow and maybe your whole life for that matter? He said, why not? Let's do that.
God's timing is perfect timing.
Now, that was not a very traditional way to talk to somebody about meeting Jesus, but I merely had a very simple conversational prayer with him for a minute or two. Caught me by surprise, caught him by surprise, but that was God's moment and I knew it. So rather than get uptight about it, it may happen in a myriad of ways. It may be a word or a sentence or an opportunity to pray for somebody, but God will show you the right way in the right time. I've tried to encourage people to relax about that rather than feel they've got to know and get ready to make their big presentation. It may not be a big presentation at all. It may be just a moment of response to that from your heart to their heart.
Whether big moments or little moments, no matter what the case may be, always be ready to share with people in your life. I'm Steve Douglas.